Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.
Hey, I'm Bianca Corkwell, and I'm Head of Income Generation and Development at the Children's Centre.
And I'm Leah Mosley, and I basically support Bianca.
I'm Simon Harvey from Brace Brace.
Well, Bianca, let's come to you first then, because we are fast approaching the Children's Centre big day out. If you were going to explain this to the uninitiated, how would you do that?
It's just going to be a proper fun day out. So the idea of it came from wanting to go out with your family and not, as a parent, being stood on the side watching your kids do stuff. So we want the parents to be involved with the kids. So it's come along, have loads of fun, dance your socks off, and get involved in all the other activities we've got going on.
So, Leah, what kind of activities are there? We're going to find out about music, but what else is going on?
So we've got different crafting stations where we're going to be doing things like velvet embossing and scrapbooking and collaging. But we've also got the wild space where people can like chill out and be, you know, just together. There's also going to be loads of picnic spaces. There's going to be a playscape where kids can play, create their own play space. It's just going to be tons of stuff that everybody can get involved in.
And we're just hearing there from Leah about the spaces up there. I mean, Bianca, the Children's Centre area is fabulous, isn't it? There's so many different places, and we've got a little Hobbit house up there. Tell us a little bit about it.
We've got the Hobbit house, which is in the wild space, so that's going to be form part of the kind of quiet zone. So if you just want a bit of quiet, we'll have some real nice sensory and curiosity stuff in there, books if you just want to chill and read a book. But then, like, at the far end, the opposite end, we're going to have awesome music playing in the courtyard. We've got a sports area where we're going to do things like Swingbledon. So Swingball turned into Wimbledon. We've got pickleball. We've got bouncers for parents to race up and down on. So it's just all about fun. And we really want to showcase what the Children's Centre do, because it's really difficult to get that out on social media as a, this is exactly what we do, because we do so much in terms of our therapeutic service delivery. We don't just support children, we support the families around them. So it's really difficult when people ask if you've not got 20 minutes.
It's reminding people, I suppose, isn't it, Bianca, reminding kids in particular, to just sort of connect with nature. And that really does have an impact on us, doesn't it? Especially in the days of sort of anxiety and obsession with screens and that sort of thing. It can really heal, can't it?
It really does. And I think because we have so many options up at the centre, it's the kids decide what they want to do and they gravitate towards things. You know, we've got the pottery, which, you know, last week we had seven teenage boys wanted to be in the pottery room. A pottery wheel, what's that? You know, and it's like, we've got a tech room, but we really try and avoid using that tech room. You know, it does help sometimes, it's needed. But yeah, like getting a bunch of kids in the pottery room just playing around with clay, and it gives them a really, it's about giving them a space where they're comfortable to explore. You know, it's grow their self-esteem, which a lot of them have very little when they come to us.
And sometimes as well, as adults, we need to remember to be kids too, don't we?
Absolutely. And that is where the big day out comes in. It's like, get involved. You know, I know when I go out with my kids, I get really jealous when they're doing all the activities and I want to be getting involved in that. So this is what we've created for big day out, is that everybody can get involved in everything.
And obviously, Leah, a big part of it is the music, and you have so many artists playing. We're going to be hearing from just a couple of them, but music is so important in the nature of this as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's just kind of going to bring everything together. We've got all these areas, but then we're going to have sort of a schedule of artists, and it just keeps people moving throughout the site so you can kind of see whatever. And music is a really big part of what we do up at the centre as well. It's hard to find a wall without a guitar on it, and they're all just the kind of thing you just pick it up and you can play it whether you can play it or not. So it's just part of the fabric of the whole farm, really.
Well, it's the 19th of July. Just let us know where we can get tickets, Leah, for this.
So if you go to our website, which is www.thechildrencentre.org.im, sorry, had to think of that, and then there's events. You go to the events tab and then you can just scroll down and you get tickets there.
And it's fun for all the family. And we're going to chat with one of the artists now. Simon, you've been abandoned by your other band member, but it's lovely to have you with us. We're going to talk about Brace Brace. I don't know Brace Brace. I know you from various other things, but not Brace Brace.
Well, you know when you play too much metal, you just want to play something different.
So is this like the antidote?
So when you're in an originals band, which for people who don't know, I am, and we've been quite successful. But we play a very specific form of progressive metal, which is very specific, very tight, very formulated. it's just nice to just play some songs in front of a crowd, right, and have them sing them back to you. Whereas we have to forge it. Aeons is an original band. We have to forge it. Breaks. We play in pubs and gambling audiences sing back, admittedly not our songs, but it's our performance and it sounds amazing.
I think it's good for the soul, that. I've done it myself. And actually there is something about,
We used to do the ones with the looper pedal, which were great back when we played Manifest together.
We did.
Back in the day.
Oh, that's a throwback. Mm. That is a throwback.
Yeah.
But that's getting people singing back to you. There is something about it. It's a connection, isn't
there? There is, isn't it? Especially when that means you know you've entertained them.
Yeah.
So when you see a bunch of people there, we've got a bit of smile on their face, you're telling a few jokes on the mic and they're loving it. That's the best thing in the world. And thankfully, I think the people in the Isle of Man are really good at responding to you. If you want to play covers or originals, but almost specifically, they just want to go out on a Saturday night and have a nice time. So a lot of original bands kind of complain about TT and they go, oh, why don't people listen to original music? People don't want to listen to original music at TT, they just want to party. And I think that's kind of the same here for like the big fully formed bands. Mm-hmm. Let's just have some bands that everybody knows, which is not what I normally think in Aeons, as you know.
I am surprised to hear you say this.
But it's important to understand that for this, people just want to have a good time. And for a festival, we're such a great cause. We need to get people to know we're going to come up and have an amazing time with some cool bands playing some great songs.
Bands
and artists.
Exactly, solo artists as well. Yeah. And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? We've just been talking to Leah and Bianca there about how important it is with regards to connecting to people.
Yeah.
And actually what you're talking about is exactly that.
I used to run a music therapy back in the country. I used to live in across the water there. And we worked with teenagers to promote in the 90s, to promote like people with, let's say, difficult backgrounds, to find a way to bring them out to talk to each other about their problems. We found music was by far the most interesting medium for doing it, because not everybody can do art, not everybody can appreciate certain movies or whatever, but everybody loves music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way of connecting people who may be in their shells slightly. And I overuse that as mental health therapy now. And for adults, it's also good to just go out and sing your heart out when nobody can hear you, right? Nobody's watching, or everybody's watching. It doesn't matter. Just have some fun.
How often do you dance like nobody's watching?
On stage, you know, all the time.
So what can we expect from the Brace set?
Wait, I dance when everybody's watching, don't I? we do basically all the songs that everybody doesn't do. So if another band does them, we tend not to do them. So it's a lot of songs you think, oh yeah, that was great. Why don't I hear that anymore? And we do that kind of stuff. I'm not going to give anything away, but...
Oh, hello.
That's what it is.
He's a man of mystery.
We have one rule. You can have whatever... You can come and ask us for whatever song you want, as long as it's the next song on a playlist.
I see what you've done there. Well, Simon and Brace are going to be part of the big day out, which is the 19th of July. It's only £15 per person, and the under twos are free. Get yourselves down there, thechildrencentre.org.im. Shortly, we're going to be catching up with Alice Ash about her new project as well, so don't go away.
Hello, I'm Alice Ash and I'm part of the band Index of Alice.
Alice, we've known each other for some years. Did not know you had music in you. I mean, where did this come from?
Like I say, I think it's just been burning, like a bit of a burning desire in the background, kind of pushed down from a young age, really. I always used to love like Annie and Oliver Twist, you know, all of like the musicals and stuff like that. But I was always sporty as well, so I kind of just let sport take over, I think. But I've always loved music. I love listening to music, all different kinds of music. Yeah, I'm obsessed. I am obsessed. So it's nice that I've sort of come back round to it now, I think.
Well, I've got to say, from having heard a little bit, there's a definite 60s, 70s kind of influence there. So, I mean, where does that come from? Who do you love?
Stevie Nicks. Boosh. Straight away. Love Stevie Nicks. Love Fleetwood Mac. I love like Led Zeppelin as well. Black Sabbath, it's a bit surprising. But
Janis Joplin at all?
Janis Joplin as well, yeah. Who else do I like? Yeah, mainly Fleetwood Mac. Like Stevie Nicks is like my idol. I love her.
And this is something I've just been talking about this, in fact, with Patrick Knight, about the fact that there is still there's a definite, I think, increasing number of young people who are interested in music from a different era. I mean, do you sort of stand alone from your friends with this, or do your friends like this kind of music too?
No, exactly that. The new music, I'm not dissing it. It's just very different to kind of what was made in sort of 60s, 70s, 80s. And to me, there's just something in it, something more, something deeper, something a bit richer. And that's just what I'm really drawn to. But yeah, I would say my friends are not really as into the same music as I am, I don't think.
But surely they come and see you and think, oh, we can feel this.
Yeah, they do, and they love it, and they're always nice. They're always nice, and yeah, they always say nice things. Yeah.
So tell us about Index of Alice then.
So we are a 5-piece band altogether, yeah, 4 of the lads. They're a little bit more experienced than me in terms of like gigging and being in other bands and stuff like that. We've got keys, we've got lead guitar, I play rhythm and sing. We've also got bass, but he also is playing, the bass is also doing like backup vocals as well. Should I say their names or?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay. So we've got Joe Neal, who is in, he's quite rehearsed, I think, well versed in the music scene over here. So Joe Neal. We've got Andrew Radcliffe, he's the same, he's also in another couple of bands. Jimmy Gelling on bass, Dylan Smith on keys, and then me.
And is it all original stuff or is it a mix?
So I write my own stuff. So we've got 8 songs of my own, and then the rest, I think we're doing 12 songs altogether, are covers, but 8 songs of my own, yeah, which we're doing.
And what are your plans for your own music then?
So I hope to get them produced and recorded. Yeah, I'm working on getting some stuff together with Jip at Ballygroove. So yeah, we're just kind of trying to figure out what's the best way to go, because we don't know whether to drop an album or whether to just do like an EP and select a couple, but it's quite hard to decide, to be fair.
Because I suppose with your sound, it has got that kind of vintage feel to it, which sort of leans towards maybe an album. But nowadays, people tend to just drop singles, don't they?
That's it, yeah. So maybe 6 Feet Under will be the single I drop, perhaps. I don't know.
Well, tell us about the song then.
Oosh, okay. So the song, it actually comes from a little bit of a darker background in terms of, it was kind of my therapy, actually. So I had some not so great things happen when I was sort of before I went to university. And that song and writing that song was a way of me being able to process what happened. And get my revenge. Sweet, sweet revenge.
The power of music.
Yeah, so no men were actually harmed in the making of the song, but it helped me to emotionally release and to process it.
Which ties in with everything we're talking about, to be fair, with regards to this event, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's all very succinct and aligned. Yeah, it's definitely a way. I mean, I've got ADHD, you see, so for somebody like me, I don't know, it's different for everyone with ADHD, but I personally have found it very, very hard to kind of process my own emotions. And I've found with writing and songwriting, it's really, really helped me to actually process emotions. I could never really do that before, to be honest, until pretty much now. So that's why it's all kind of coming back up again and it's being processed and chucked back out there.
And how have people reacted to your music since they've heard it? Because obviously there's a lot of feeling that's gone into it. Have people responded in that way?
I think so, yeah, I think so. I think I've, like I say, I've been very lucky to have the guys around me and Index of Alice and, you know, a couple of them in particular are very, very supportive of me and have pushed me on, really. They always give me, you know, good feedback and yes, very supportive, so I'm very lucky.
Well, introduce your song for us then, Alice, so that we know what you're going to play next.
So it's 6 Feet Under.
When I first met Billy, I was just 17. He was 33, told me I look like a beauty queen. He was sweet at first, then his love started to end. So unkind, he started messing with my mind. One stormy night, at the stroke of midnight, I took a knife and I slayed him down, down, down. Now he's 6 feet under the ground. Now he's 6 feet under the ground. And my heart is safe and sound. when he wasn't looking, slipped a little poison in his drink. Raised a toast with a clink and he drank it down, down, down. Now he's 6 feet under the ground. Now he's 6 feet under the ground. And my heart is safe and sound. I must admit I feel much better knowing they're under the ground. I wonder if they'll try to hunt me. Will they ever be found? Now they're under the ground, 6 feet under the ground. They're all down.
Another of the performers is Patrick Knight, who we recently met performing for us at the Meta Lounge outside. Welcome back, Patrick.
Hi, thank you.
It's nice to see you again. We're going to hear some music from you shortly, but one of the things I would say is that before we got you in the studio, we were chatting off air, not just me, but yourself with Andy Wint as well, the man with endless music knowledge.
He's a top man.
He is, and I have to say, you are very much an old soul when it comes to music, aren't you? Your music and your knowledge of music is rooted in a different era.
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell us some of the people who you admire.
John Martin, Nick Drake have been massive influences. It's endless, really. Yeah. Tim Buckley. Also just rock bands, like going back to Led Zeppelin and Grateful Dead. The Beatles, of course. Yeah. I was living in Manchester and then London. And I escaped to the music, really, I think, when I was 18. Wanted to go, and that was what I was going to do. I decided.
So has music been a sort of cathartic thing for you then? Is it something that sort of heals your soul? What does it do for you?
Yeah, always. It's definitely that. Yeah, it's a healing thing, listening to music, playing music. Yeah, if it's special to you, then, you know, it can change your life.
And I have to say, listening to it as well, you create atmospheres, don't you? You do more than just write
soundscapes,
songs.
Soundscapes, yeah, I think.
Soundscapes, yeah. Good word, yeah. How long does it take you to sort of come up with these things? Because obviously you use the odd pedal now and again.
Yeah. I think the important thing is if they sound good without the pedals, then you've got a song there already. But then if you can add things to it, then it becomes this different thing. And it was John Martin who sort of enlightened me with the Echoplex, which is basically an echo pedal. So it expands the sound, and that's what really led me to writing like in this format. And it means you don't really need a band as well. I mean, it sounds better with a band, but you can go and do it by yourself and it sounds like there's more than there actually is.
And we should say that obviously for this event itself, you are playing with a band, aren't you?
That is with Spotty Dog. Uh-huh. That is with my friends Rob Harding, Bryce Collins and Callum Rowe, of course. That's Spotty Dog. Yeah, we're a covers band doing rock and roll songs and all the best bits of...
So do you get a bit of Led Zeppelin there?
Oh, we haven't actually got a bit of Led Zeppelin. I don't know if we've got someone who can do the Robert Plant, really. It's quite high, isn't it?
It is quite high, yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Well, we're going to hear a song from you. Tell us a bit about it, because obviously we've chatted a bit about the sort of soundscapes you create with the instrumentation side of it, but your lyrics have a bit of sort of psychedelia about them as well, don't they? So tell us about the song we're going
to
hear.
Yeah, I tend not to be able to write normal lyrics. They're usually all psychedelic in some kind of way, a bit dreamy, a bit airy-fairy. That song's called Golden Hour, and it's a song about your favourite times and moments in life, nostalgia and hindsight, quite powerful things, and music is it's just, I always get nostalgic feelings from listening to music. And yeah, it's that song, Golden Hour, it represents all those memories that you feel nostalgia in some kind of way. It can be from years ago, from going back to childhood, or it can be something that happened last week.
Well, it's fair to say that music sort of, it marks different points in our life, doesn't it, really?
Always, yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. What is it, when you sort of think of a song that means something to you, what is the sort of biggest song for you?
Great question. I'd say going back to when I first moved to London in 2020 and I really fell in love with John Martin, which I was shown by a friend, and I just invested myself on getting better at fingerpicking and becoming an acoustic player. I was always electric before then, and listened to John Martin's earliest albums, and yeah, from then on it was, that was my mission, to be that kind of player.
Do you think you were born in the wrong era?
I used to, but no, not anymore. No.
It's sort of a mission, is it, to sort of bring that older music back into popularity?
You could say so, yeah. I think so. Yeah, anything that's different in this day and age is better. I mean, no offence to modern artists, but I don't relate to them in most ways, so...
Yeah.
I think actually I'd go as far as saying there's a lot of people I know, my friends, who don't relate to the music that's coming out of the, you know, the world these days, the stuff that's popular on the radio, or maybe... Maybe not.
That's interesting. So you're not alone in this. So actually,
oh,
your friends
not.
Support this as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, most of my friends do.
I'm really glad to hear that, because I've been trying to convince people of this for a long time.
Oh, no, it's true. We're out there, underground.
Are you a vinyl collector as well?
I'm not, you know. I spend all my money on pedals and beer, so...
Well, that, to be fair, the pedals are important.
They are,
so
yeah.
That's fair enough. Well, listen, I know we've got the Spotty Dog set that you're going to do at this Children's Centre event. When are you next doing a Patrick Knight set?
That is coming up as well on the same day at the Children's Big Day Out. And then... Can't quite remember off the top of my head right now, but...
It'll, check your socials.
Yeah, it'll be on my socials, yeah.
So, Patrick, you're going to play for us. We're going to hear this technical guitar wizardry and vocal as well. What are we going to hear from you then?
It's called Golden Hour.
And is this a new one, or...?
It's been around a while, but, yeah.
But with new pedals.
Yeah, always new pedals.
Love
new toys.
It. Well, take it away, Patrick Knight.
Well, I hope this lasts forever with you by my side. Slight slivers of heaven drift right by your side. Well, I hope I'll be there tonight, holding on to the golden sky. Every blossom flows over golden hour. I'll remember you all. Will you be there tonight? Thank you.
to the golden sky.